Buran kafayla tamir alıs de mişne. Kol şoş mutur lechol mahil beheymel chayla afos. As long as you're still allowed to eat chametz, you're allowed to feed it to a beheymel chay or an oaf. Umochel anachri, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. Umutur ba'anosso. And you're allowed to be nehen, and the Gemara is going to ask, all these things are hano. Oversmano, if the time for eating passed, then osur ba'anosso. Then you're not allowed to have any hano either from chametz. Lo yasik bo taner v'kirayim. You can't use it to fuel up an oven. The chametz, you can't use it for fuel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer and the Gemara will discuss each one what the chiddush is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer in bir chametz al shreifa. Rabbi Yehuda holds bir chametz is only shreifa. The chachamim amrim af nefar of azor al ruach umakal yam. The chachamim hold we have the girsa af. The Rith and the Rosh don't have that girsa, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. And the Rith and the Rosh hold that the chacham hold you can't burn chametz. Can only be mufar the zora of the ruach o'matal yam, and Rabbi Huda also have to burn chametz. Now others have the gears like we do af mufar. You could also do the other one, but you could burn it too. What it revolves around is the halacha is the things that have to be burned. The two kinds of yisuri anor. Some the Torah said you have to burn them, like kilayim have to be burned, orla has to be burned. So, anything that has to be burned, once it's burned, the afer's mutter. Because nasa mitzvasa. Because the mitzvah the Torah gave to burn it is finished. There's no more issue. But anything the Torah didn't say to burn, you just bury it because people shouldn't come to be mehenna from it or eat it, like basar b'chalav and other things that are asar banor. There's no specific mitzvah to burn them. So then, even if you burn it, the afer's asar. And therefore, the halacha is you're not allowed to burn the things that don't have to be burned, because you may come to be nehenna from the afer and not realize that it's asur. So therefore, if you hold that the chachamim hold that chametz does not have to be burned, even if you burn it, the afer is asur. So you shouldn't be allowed to burn it for fear that you'll come to use the afer. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ain't beer chametz al shreifa, you have to burn chametz, it's like no sir. So Menela, he holds the Afer's mutter, and therefore you have to burn it in the Afer's mutter. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. The Gros says that even the Rif and the Rosh hold that the Chachamim hold you could also burn it. And basically, Rabbi Chaim Brisker says the whole idea, they ask, Lechara, why shouldn't the Afer be mutter according to the Chachamim? The whole Svara, why the Afer is mutter by Nisrafim is because there's a mitzvah to burn it. So according to the Chachamim, there's also a mitzvah to burn chametz. The mitzvah is tashbisu. You're mekayim a mitzvah tashbisu. You may not have to burn it, but l'maisa, by burning it, you're mekayim a mitzvah. So why shouldn't the afer be mutter eaten by chametz? And here Reb Chaim Brisker says there's a difference between where the mitzvah is in the chetzah. The chametz has to be burned. That's Reb Yehuda. The male, if you burn it, the chametz is mutter. The afer is mutter. But according to the Rabbanan, there's no mitzvah in the chametz to burn it. It's a mitzvah on the person to get rid of his chametz. So the mitzvah on the person can't be matter the afer of the chametz. But the meist machlokes achronim, whether in fact the chachamim hold you can burn chametz or not. Okay, Rashi calls Rashi mutar lecho machil v'dukya itzturich. But we need it for the deal. The teidu kami shosha eno mutar lecho, eno mutar lechachil. Because the chametz, you're allowed to eat chametz, surely you're allowed to feed it to an animal. Right? There's no chiddush in that. The chiddush is that when you can't eat it, you can't feed it either. V'lo yasik bo tanur v'kirayim v'gmora porach pshita honani anohi. The Gemara is going to ask, v'chora, using it to fuel up an oven is also hanoh. So why do you need to specify all the different kinds of hanoh? You really said it's also banoh. Where it says, Kol shosha mutar lechol machil. Kol shosha eno mutar lechol eno machil. The diuk is that when you can't eat, you can't feed. Right? Meaning whenever it's usher to eat, it's usher ba'ano. Lame must listen to look for Yehuda. Let's say our mission doesn't go according to Yehuda. Dear Yehuda, ikachomesh They ain't no ochel or machel. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an hour you're not allowed to eat chametz, the fifth hour, but you're still allowed to feed it to an animal. You're allowed to have hanok. And our mission is mashma, that whenever you can't eat, you also can't have hanok. Dishnan, Reb Meir Omer Ochlin Kol Chametz, Resort Mitzvah Shaykh, Reb Meir holds, you're allowed to eat chametz the whole fifth hour, and you begin to burn at the beginning of the sixth hour, Midrabonan, even though it's not usher till the end of the sixth hour, Minat Torah. Reb Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba, the Tolim Kol Chametz, the Sort Mitzvah Shaykh. Reb Yehuda says you can eat the whole fourth hour. And then the fifth hour you don't eat, but you can still have hanok. And the sixth hour, you begin to burn it. So therefore we see that our Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda. Elamai, Reb Meir. So what are you going to tell me? That it's Reb Meir. Whenever you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to feed your animal. Hai kol shasha mutar lecho machil, kol shasha ochel machil. Why did you use such a strange lashon? Kol shasha mutar lecho machil. Should have said, kol shasha ochel machil. Short to the point. Mutar lecho is mashma. As long as somebody's mutter to eat, you're allowed to feed your animal. But not that you're allowed to eat. Amar Rabba Bar Ula Masrisim Rav Namili. In a chanani. The mission is not Rav Meir either. Because according to Rav Meir, it should say, kol shasha ochel machil. As long as you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to feed it to your animal. Elamai it's Rav Gamliel. Tishnan, Rav Gamliel Omer, chulin echolin kol arba. Chulin, you're allowed to eat the fourth hour. Truma kol chomesh, a kohen is allowed to eat truma in the fifth hour. The sof in betchilat sheish. And everybody burns chomets in the beginning of the sixth hour. And when a kohen is allowed to eat truma, the Yisrael is still allowed to be machol his behema. V'hafi komer, that's what the Mishnah means. Kol shosha mutar lechol kohen betruma, as long as a kohen is allowed to still eat truma, which is in the fifth hour, Yisrael, who's not allowed to eat anymore, he's still allowed to feed it to his animal. It's still mutter to have hana to Yisrael, even though it's asur b'achila to Yisrael. Rashi called shosh ochel machel mi boyalei aval hash to v'noket lo betray lishne. The fact that it went and said this extra word, right, called shosh mutter lechol, either it should have said mutter l'achil, or it should have said called shosh ochel machel. But kol shosha mutar lecho machil, two different lashonos, is mashma, it's talking about two different people. Mashma da tre gavrikoi, it's talking about two different people. V'haleko l'meim v'tohachi komar, kol shosha mutar lecho min ha-Torah, machil afil midrabonan. As long as you're allowed to eat chametz from the Torah, you're allowed to have hanoa from it, right, even midrabonan. U'mesukin aliva d'Rav Yehuda, and it could go even according to Rav Yehuda. Because as long as you're allowed to eat chametz min ha-Torah, you're allowed to have hanok from it. To ha'ika sheish, because that's not true. Because in the sixth hour, the muhtur lechol min ha-Torah, you're allowed to eat chametz min ha-Torah in the sixth hour, the yosu la'achol divrei kol, and everybody holds it's also banok. Elohochi komer, kol shosh yesh heter, l'shum odem lechol, as long as somebody can eat, even though you can't eat anymore, you're allowed to feed it to your animal. Machel, afo osher lechol lebeim. Okay, lomali lemishne behema, lomali lemishne chayis. Right, why does it have to say behema and chayis? You can feed it to any animal. Why mention behemas and chayis? Tzricha, di'itan a behema, di'mishayri chazila. If it only said behema, I said you're allowed to feed your behema, because if it leaves over food, you'll see it, and you'll get rid of it. But a chaya, if it leaves over, it's going to hide the food. And you won't see it. Right? And you'll find it on Pesach. And either then, you won't have been mevatlet, possibly, and you'll be over by the Rambani Motzi. Or, you'll find it and you'll come to eat it. So therefore, I might think you can't feed a chaya. Because if the chaya leaves over, it hides it, and you'll forget about it, you won't find it till Pesach. And you'll come to eat it, or be over by your Rabbani Motzei, what's it called? Or, another Svara they say is, that since you know the Chai is going to hide it, it's like you hid it, and you're over by your Rabbani Motzei Mamish. V'itana Chaya, and if it only said Chaya, Mishum di Mishayri Miyas Matzah, If it said chaya, I would say, you know why you can feed a chaya? Because at least, if it leaves over, it hides it, so you don't see it. And you don't know for sure it's there. Chametz that you don't see, and you don't know for sure is there, not over by the Ram, by the Motzei. But chametz you know is there, and it's not hidden, and you weren't mavatel it, you're over by the Ram, by the Motzei. Of a behema zimn in the mishaira below masik adaite the koya leba by yura by yimotze. But a behema if it leaves over, it's not going to hide it. And then you're going to forget to be mavatel, right? Because you're not going to keep it in mind, and you won't make a bedika again, and the chametz will be in the open, and you'll be over by yura by yimotze. Tzricha. Therefore, you need both. Ofos lomali. Why do I need ofos? Arei no chay in behema. Right, ofos also. What's special about them? I did a tani behema v'chaya, tani nami ofos. Since it already mentioned behema and chaya, so it threw ofos in. What's it called? Also, because usually behema, chaya, and ofos go together, even though there's no chiddush by the ofos. Rashi behema imeshayre chazilei she'ein darko latznia. Behema doesn't hide what it leaves over. But cats and other chayas do hide their food that they leave over. If it only said chaya, I'd say the chaya is the one you can feed. Because it hides the food, and since it's hidden, you're not over by the Ram by the Motzei, since you don't know for sure it's there. Below over a labor by the Ram. And if it only said behema chaya, right, I would say that at least the chaya hides it, but a behema that leaves it over, it's going to be open. And you may forget to be mavatel it, and then you'll be over by the Ram by the Motzei, because it's seeable. And you can sell it to a goy. Pshita, lechora, that's pasha, that you can sell it to a goy. Right, you're allowed to, it's mutter v'hanah. And selling it to a goy is what's it called, is a hanot. Lafuke mehai tana, the tanya, that comes to tell me not like this tana. Bishame omrim, bo yimkar adam chensel anachri, elim ken yodea bo, shiik lekodim pesach. Bishame says you're not allowed to sell chametz to a goy before Pesach, unless you know he's going to finish it before Pesach. Kodim shiobo a Pesach, the kasavre mitzvah olav Rashi levaro min haolam v'lo shekai. Rashi says that Beishamai holds that the mitzvah is not stamped to be mashpis the chametz or get it out of your issues. The mitzvah is to destroy the chametz itself. And therefore, if you sell it to a goy, you're not going to be over baliuram baliumotze, but you're not making the mitzvah of tashbisu. Tashbisu means get rid of the chametz physically. Right? Not just. That's what Beishamai holds. We don't hold it that. That's why there's machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, whether according to what we hold, is the mitzvah of tashbisu, to actually get rid of the chametz, or just not to be, shouldn't be yours. In any case, so that's what Beishamai says. Beis Hillel omrim, kol shosh, mutar lecho, mutar limkor. As long as you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to sell it, and the goy doesn't have to finish it before Pesach, because the main thing is it shouldn't be yours. You sold it to a goy, it's not yours. The others say that the reason you have to, according to Beishamai, the reason the goy has to finish it is because we're afraid that people will recognize that this was a Jew's chametz, and they'll think he sold it to him during Pesach. They'll see the goy with the Jew's Pesach, the chametz, and they'll think that he sold it to him on Pesach. And another reason is that we're afraid that the Jew will not sell the chametz, the leiv shalim. He'll just give it over to the goy and take it back after Pesach. And he'll have been over by Yura and by Yimotze. So therefore, Beishamai holds that the goy has to get rid of it before Pesach. He has to eat it up. Otherwise, we're afraid of one of these three things. And Basil says, no, we're not afraid of any of that. What's it called? The Isser is only owning chametz. You don't have to actually destroy it completely. Right, even if you sell it to a goy and the goy will keep it, it's not your problem. And we're not afraid that people will think that you sold it to him on Pesach. And we're not afraid that he'll sell it in a way that you'll get it back after Pesach without really selling it. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Kutach, Vechol Mine Kutach, Osher lim koshlosha yom mikol napesa. But the Rebbe Seira says it depends what kind of chametz it is. Rashi learns, but Yehuda holds like a shamet. The Yehuda omer kutach, nosnim bo perure lechem, so osher mishum chametz. Kutach is a dip that has sour milk in it and all kinds of things. They used to dip, but they put breadcrumbs in it too. So it's osher mishum chametz. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that kutach you can't sell to a goy less than 30 days before Pesach, because it takes a long time. It's a condiment. You don't eat it. You dip. So it lasts a long time. So normally it lasts up to 30 days. After that, you can assume that the goy is going to finish it within 30 days. Shloshim yom, despar lekebeshama. So Rashi learns that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds lekebeshama, that you can't sell chametz to a goy unless you know it's going to be used up completely. And kutach gets used up very slowly, so within 30 days you can't sell him kutach. Ze eino necho maher. Kutach isn't eaten so quickly. She eino uchlin also. You don't eat it, ela mit matbilin, but you dip into it. Right? V'hani shloshim yom, misho shechol alav chofes bir, nishisho alim behilchus ha-pesach. Once you're chayim, in beer chametz, if you leave your house or whatever, so we learned before that 30 days before Pesach already the chiyuv begins. At that point, you can't sell chametz that's going to still remain in the goy's possession. But before 30 days, you don't have to worry about it. The mela kutach you can only sell before 30 days because probably it's not going to be eaten up even after 30 days. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that Beisilah. And he holds that Kutach is an exception. Even though normally you can sell chametz to a goy, even if he's not going to eat it up before Pesach, but Kutach is different. Everybody had their Kutach that they made special, right? And therefore, it's like in South Africa, what's it called? Chutney. Everybody had their chutney, the way they made it. So you knew whose it was. So therefore, if you see this kutach by the goy, you're going to know it's the Jew's kutach, right? And they're going to be afraid that the Jews sold it. People will think that the Jews sold it to the goy on Pesach, because they'll know whose it is. But if the goy has a slice of bread, nobody's going to know that slice of bread came from the Jew, right? So therefore, even Beis Hillel holds that if it's chametz that you can identify as Jewish chametz, then you, what's it called, you can't sell it to the goy, because people will be afraid that people will think you sold it on Pesach. What this has to do with our minig of selling chametz to a goy, there it's mamish, what's it called, everybody knows that people sell chametz, right? Well, nobody's afraid that they sold it on Pesach, because they sell it, what's it called, with a mechira, through a rav, whatever. So even according to Tosfos, that according to Beis Hillel, if it's nicker, that it's a Jew's chametz, even Beis Hillel holds, you can't sell it except 30 days before, doesn't apply. Of course, according to Rashi, that's only according to Beis Shammai anyway. Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to sell chametz to a guy, even if it's recognizable that it's a Jew's, and even if he surely won't eat it up before Pesach, and if it's within 30 days.